What am I? Gadigal Darug? Nora, well, I'm a Bemi. Inyana, Bayalawa. Naya Nayalang. Wujuri, Darabara Yanu. My name's Auntie Rhonda Dixon Grosvenor, and I'm a Yuin Darug elder. I'm 65 years old, and I have 10 grandchildren.
This station is Fairfield.
Hello, I'm Karen Therese. I'm the Artistic Director of Powerhouse Youth Theatre and the Creative Director of Tribunal. Powerhouse Youth Theatre is a theatre that essentially works with emerging artists and interdisciplinary and social practice. It's situated in Fairfield in Western Sydney, and Fairfield's arguably Australia's most multicultural suburb, and it's also has the highest settlement rate for asylum seeker, refugee and humanitarian entrants in New South Wales, and the second highest in the country. It's just incredibly diverse, and because of all of those reasons, we have really good food. Okay, let's go. Let's start. 2 minutes, guys. 1 minute. 1 minute.
Hi, I'm Jawad.
And I'm Matthew.
You are performing in Tribunal.
Yeah, and right now we are in the Powerhouse Youth Theater rehearsal room, and we are just rehearsing this show.
از شما و از نحوه ورود شما به استرالیا نیاز دارم. این مصاحبه ثبت میشه و شما یک ترجمان به همراه دارید.
This interview is your opportunity to provide any reasons why you should not be removed from Australia.
My name's Katie. I have recently qualified as a lawyer, so I'm just started to work as a lawyer in Sydney with asylum seekers and refugees, which is very exciting. This is the fourth or fifth creative project I've collaborated on with Marty.
Right. Yeah. And where did you meet?
Well, I suppose we're talking about it now. Mm-hmm. I was a caseworker at the Red Cross, and he was a client of the Red Cross, and we actually tell the story of how we met in this performance. We re-perform it because he wasn't my client specifically, but we were on the bus to Sculptures by the Sea. We were doing a group outing and we were chatting. I was up the back of the 380 bus with about 10 different dudes from Afghanistan, and he was like talking to me about how he made theatre, and I was like, oh really, theatre, interesting. And then he started to talk to me about how he made theatre for women's rights in Afghanistan, and I was like, this dude is amazing.
And so the people in the Tribunal is a really unique kind of coming together of people, because essentially the people in the Tribunal had to be the people with the expertise or legal or human rights expertise. They also had to have some kind of performance experience. It was a great opportunity for me to ask Dr. Paul Dwyer to come on board. He's worked with Version 1.0 a lot. And Auntie Rhonda Dixon, who is the daughter of Chika Dixon, who is a significant Indigenous activist. And she's also have done, you know, a number of performances with Performance Space, and is, you know, an elder and cultural leader. And Katie Green has worked collaboratively with Mardi Mohammadi as an artist. She's also an ex Red Cross worker and now is a lawyer. And then Mardi Mohammadi is a Afghani artist, theatre maker and filmmaker, and also asylum seeker. And Jawad is an inspiring actor and also is a former refugee. And then myself, who, you know, I'm an artist and have a little bit of performance experience back in the day.
You might have to wait an hour, even 2 hours, until you're sure there's no one who can see you.
Okay, can I pause for 1 second? Do you want to, so when you're there and you hear, so you've got one
side? I think it came with our own experience and our own stories. We found that something amazing that, like, our stories, like the refugees' stories, same to the indigenous people. They are the only people, I think, who felt really, like, who felt our problems deeply, and always they say, oh, this has happened to us, oh, this has happened to us, and everything which is happening to you just happened to us.
So as we continue to talk and talk and talk and talk and talk, we realise that the two stories actually aren't really all that different. We, in this country, lock up our brown people, we lock up our black people, we lock up people who come here without the right paperwork. And so Rhonda really connects it to the origins of the White Australia policy and how those policies still are in effect today.
I feel very blessed and honoured to be a part of this play, tribunal, because it's bringing us all together, which is a wonderful thing, as people coming together and listening and learning from each other and really connecting, listening with your heart and really getting to know each other as people, because we don't get that opportunity enough.